This is Act Locally Waco on KWBU.
Let me tell you about my hometown in the middle of the Lone Star State.
I'm Carlos Morales, and with me, back in the saddle, is Ashley Bean Thornton. Hey, Ashley.
Hey, Carlos.
So, December 9th, what do we got going on here in Waco Town?
Well, part of the ongoing downtown Waco celebration is at the Hippodrome tonight. We have Robert Earl Keen Christmas show, Christmas with the family, if you're a Robert Earl Keen fan. But if you haven't got your ticket yet, you better hurry up because there's just a few left. But that should be a ton of fun. And then if you don't manage to squeeze in there, or if you are just interested in a Christmas carol, kind of a more traditional Christmas thing tonight, and also tomorrow night, a Christmas carol Christmas radio show, the Brazos Theater Group is doing that out at their theater, which is at 7524 Bosque Boulevard, $10 to $18, 7:30. So VIP holders will get special table seating and holiday treats, and everybody will get hors d'oeuvres. So that will be a lot of fun.
Very cool. And starting today and continuing tomorrow is Christmas at the Silos. So they're going to have Santa there, some reindeer, food, of course, the usual food trucks and different activities. And during the day from 8 to 4, it's going to be a free, you know, open to the public event. And then at night from 5 to 10, they're going to shift to a ticketed concert kind of venue. So those tickets are about $20 a piece, different artists tonight and tomorrow. And check it out. And then also tonight and continuing until December 18th is the Waco Children's Theater production of A Charlie Brown Christmas.
Oh, so I
a
love
classic.
That.
Yeah, yeah. The times vary based on the day, of course, but this will be at the Lee Lockwood Library and Museum. You can visit their website for more information and to purchase tickets.
Yeah. And then also tonight at Barnes & Noble is the Harry Potter Magical Holiday Ball. So you can dress up as your favorite Harry Potter character or just wear your holiday clothes or come as you are. But there's going to be dancing and music and activities and giveaways.
Ooh.
And I'm sure magic. So it's free. It's at 7 o'clock. It's at Barnes & Noble. So come in your Harry Potteriest best.
And that takes us on to Saturday, which is a day you could get most of your holiday shopping done, really,
right?
Because we're going to have a couple of events in town to help you with that. There will be the Handmade Market at the Waco Downtown Farmers Market. So it's going to be there for the usual farmers market times. That's 9 to 1. And you could head there and just get handmade, locally produced goods. I think nothing's nicer than a nice homemade gift, right? Yeah.
Even if it wasn't made at your home.
There you go. Yes. So check that out. And then also Central Christian Church is going to have their 10th annual market craft fair. So check that out. They're going to have even a bake sale and Christmas treats for you to enjoy. And they'll have their market cafe open. And you can check that out and get some lunch if you want. That's going to be from 9 in the morning to 2, again at Central Christian Church.
And then also another opportunity to do a little shopping is there's going to be an artist marketplace in Heritage Square. That's part of Saturday with Santa that's going on Saturday in Heritage Square. Be sure to bring your camera to take pictures with Santa because he's going to be there most of the day. Well, he's going to be there from 12:30 to 3. And just a little secret, he's got a secret surprise for you at 1 o'clock. So if you happen to be in the neighborhood of Heritage Square at 1 o'clock, I would definitely swing by and see what Santa has in store for you at Heritage Square. But if you can't make it to Heritage Square, there's actually another couple of times to meet Santa and maybe get your picture taken. One is Breakfast with Santa, which is going to be at the historic Fort House. You'll get to decorate cookies and create holiday crafts and ornaments and take a picture with Santa. It's fun for the whole family. It's $10 for the family, and that's from 9 to 12 at Fort House, which is on 4th Street. And then there is another chance to have pancakes with Santa. This is at Robinson Junior High to help raise funds for Robinson High School project graduation, and they are also having a little craft fair. And pancakes with Santa, so breakfast with Santa.
And also on Saturday is a benefit at the Texas Ranger Museum, and this will be benefiting Compassion Ministry. They're going to be accepting donations at the Texas Ranger Hall of Fame and Museum. And for each donated item, you'll receive free admission. The important part is you want to look for stuff to donate that is on Compassion Waco's website. They're looking for specific items. So go to that website and find an item to donate. Again, you get free admission with the donation, and that's from 1 to 3 p.m.
And then if you are in the mood to get in a little exercise to work off some of those holiday treats, the Waco Wetlands 5K, which is to raise awareness of the Lake Waco Wetlands and their nonprofit cause, it's going to be at 10 o'clock to 4 o'clock out at the Lake Waco Wetlands.
Very cool. And also on Saturday, it's pretty cool, first semi-annual reading festival. So this little fest is all about educating the younger generation on the importance of reading and setting maybe, you know, educational goals, little benchmarks to hit. They'll have free book bags, food, games, and tons more activities. It's a free event. It's going to be from noon to 3 at the Dewey Community Center.
Yeah, and a couple more things. One is Saturday is also pop-up Saturday at the Dr. Pepper Museum. Get it? Pop up.
Oh, that's good.
Get it. So they have all kinds of holiday activities. You can create your very own Dr. Pepper ornament and have some hot Dr. Pepper if you haven't ever tried that. So that's going to be going on from 11 to 1 at the Dr. Pepper Museum. And then also really one of the neatest events of the year is happening Saturday evening. It's called A Special Starry Night, and it's an accessible holiday event for all. Ooh. So folks who are kind of in the disabled community in Waco, yeah, whether you're a person with a disability or a friend or family member or caretaker, this is just a really fun night to wear your Sunday best or even a semi-formal if you like that. And there'll be dancing and kids activities and Santa Claus and photo booth. And it's just a great evening. It's going to be at the South Waco Community Center from 6 to 9 on Saturday.
Cool. And Saturday night, Baylor's Virtuoso is putting on this Christmas coffee house over at Calvary Baptist Church. You know, they're going to have some Starbucks, coffees, desserts, and of course, since Virtuoso is going to be there, music. Right. Suggested donation of about $10. And again, this is at 7 p.m. at 1001 North 18th Street. And also Saturday night is Nuestra Voz open mic night over at Rufi's Cocina. So just a time for artists of all ages and skill sets to head down and, you know, you do some spoken word, stories, mm-hmm, music, whatever is calling you. And the event is free. It's going to be from 5:45 to 8 p.m. again at Rufi's Cocina.
Yeah. And then Sunday, this is kind of a fun Christmas event for maybe the little girls out there. It's a Dolly and Me party, Christmas around the world. It's going to be at Nana's Dollhouse Boutique, which is in Robinson on Robinson Drive. And the idea is that moms maybe and their daughters can come out and they'll make a craft for themselves and their doll, and there'll be treats, and the treats will be from different countries all around the world. And it just will be a fun little girls' party. And they have enough room for 15 girls. And if enough people sign up, they might go ahead and have two parties. But it's $20 a girl and then $10 for each additional child in the family from 1:30 to 3 on Sunday.
Cool. And Sunday night, in a concert going on, Josh Wilson will be performing an acoustic Christmas. He'll be playing a mix of some Christmas originals and some classic Christmas songs, as well as a couple of his radio hits. Cost is $15 for general admission. Time is 7 p.m. at the Waco Hippodrome.
Yeah, and then heading into the week, starting Tuesday, we'll kick off the holiday celebration at the libraries. So there'll be a special story time throughout the whole rest of the week at 10:30 about different holiday celebrations, you know, okay, Christmas, Kwanzaa, all kinds of different things that are happening this time of year. It's kind of geared for ages 3 to 6, and it's free. And each different day, it'll be at a different library. So Tuesday is East Waco, Wednesday is West Waco, Thursday is Central, Friday is South. And if you can't remember all that, which I wouldn't be able to, you can check on the library website to find out where the holiday story time is going to be throughout the week.
And also on Tuesday and continuing on Wednesday as well is the best Christmas pageant ever.
Yay, Herdman's.
Down at the Waco Civic Theater. That's right. So if you've never heard the Herdman's, they're back. And this time it's going to be all about Christmas. So this will be about $5 to $8, 6:30 p.m. at the Waco Civic Theater.
And then also Tuesday, I think this sounds like a fun event. It's called Wine and Hymnals.
Yep.
And it's going to be at Classy Glass downtown at 723 Austin Avenue. And you can sip on some wine while singing along to Christmas hymns. So everybody sounds better probably after they've had a glass of wine. So I think that sounds like a fun event on Tuesday from 7 to 9 at Classy Glass.
And also on Thursday is a benefit at Cameron Park Zoo. It's called Bubbles. So you get to celebrate all things bubbly. It's a fundraiser for their aquatics program. So they'll have champagne, drinks, sodas, beer. And you could meet the mermaids of Cameron Park Zoo. This is a benefit. Cost is $65 per person or $55 for zoo members. You have to be 21 years or older to attend. That's going to be from 6 to 9 at the Saltwater Aquarium in Cameron Park Zoo.
Yeah. And there's just a couple more kind of holiday season tips to round out this week's news. One is if you've got folks coming into town, it might be a fun time to take advantage of Waco tours. They're doing special holiday tours kind of throughout this week and then again through the 16th and the 16th through the 22nd. And they take in sights all around town and give a little history and drink a little cocoa, maybe even sing some songs. You never know what's going to happen on one of those tours. It's $40 basically, and it's from 6 to 7:30 p.m. And then there's another one from 8 to 9:30 p.m. So you get to see the lights, and that's fun. And then looking forward to the time when school's out for Christmas holidays, there's a couple of holiday camps going on in town.
Neat.
One is at the Cameron Park Zoo. So you can come to the zoo and learn all about the zoo animals and help make presents for them to celebrate the holidays. And that will be from the 19th through the 22nd. And then also the YMCA, but all the different YMCA locations in town are also having holiday camps. So if your kids are out of school, but you're not out of work, it might be a good opportunity to take advantage of some of these neat camps happening.
A lot going on in Waco Town this week, Ashley.
Yes, there is.
It's beginning to feel a lot like Christmas. Yes. Well, we'll catch you next time, and thanks again as always.
Thank you, Carlos.
For more information, visit actlocallywaco.org.